Ladies and gentlemen, the program you're about to hear is...
beginning now.
Welcome to Trends.
Ten. Not, oh wait.
Did no, I yeah, it's countdown. Start, it's start, a little, usually you count down and then start.
If we do the countdown. Three.
Two. Trends. Oh, one. Trends.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. That is a good indication of what is going to unfold. Trends is what's happening now. It's an improvised podcast where we are given a topic and we...
we weave it into a beautiful, beautiful rug, like a Middle Eastern tapestry of knowledge and wisdom, and and with maybe a few, you know, funky looking little strings hanging out, but for comedy's sake, right? That's a good thing of the show, right?
Those are the mad ramblings of one of your hosts, Dan Hetzel. And I am
you can't really, mad ramblings when applied to me is kind of redundant.
That's true.
Ramblings.
It's
we
assumed.
All know we're mad.
Yeah,
we're all know.
And I'm Levi. I'll try to be a little less long-winded. No, yeah. I won't. I'll be long-winded.
Plenty
long-winded.
But you'll have a point to it. You just won't run off into nothing.
Right, right.
And you I must say, at this point, if you had a beard off, Levi's winning the beard off.
Something has happened with my beard.
It's awesome.
I have to admit.
Fucking awesome.
I haven't shaved in a couple months because I last winter I was playing a teen boy in a show.
Ooh,
and I always have to shave. I have to shave for when I do the teen boy character, and so I decided to let it grow for a while, and I can't decide what to do, so it just keeps on growing.
I let it go. It's fucking pretty awesome.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks. Maybe we'll take a photo and post it
with
the episode.
Summertime beard.
Yeah, that's what everyone wants. A big bushy.
Yeah.
My biggest concern, and I'm glad we're getting into this, is that I'm going to look like a hipster. Like I'm trying to do a hipster beard. Like I don't want that. You know, like,
I think it's pretty clear you're not a hipster, so.
What is that?
Well,
was that a dig?
That's no, that's
like
a compliment.
Okay,
like,
good. I think
you would have to like I'm just saying you dress differently, like you do your hair differently.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to apply a lot more just, let's just say, topical grease to yourself to look like a hipster.
I don't have a bunch of weird stuff going on to draw attention to myself.
You know, not like hipsters are grease. Greasy, but sometimes
I know what you're saying.
Little slicker than the average person. That's
how
I can kind of tell a hipster. A little slicker.
Right. There's a lot of things that are very intentional that look unintentional.
Yeah, and a lot of hair swinging off in the netherworlds, you know, like I've seen a lot of mustaches, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. But it is something I worry about sometimes. I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't wear those skinny black jeans.
I never will.
No, I hate
skinny jeans. I got a real, I just, but you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
And folks, this is all relevant to the program.
These aren't mad ramblings.
Just the other day, I was saying to my wife, as you know, Dan, and some of our listeners may know, is she's curvy in a very pleasing way.
Very lovely woman. Yes.
I'm
bravo
I'm,
to you.
I'm
bravo
lucky.
To you.
And I was saying to her the other day, I'm really glad that she has a nice sized hindquarters, like she's got a nice curve in the back, because it means she'll never try to wear skinny jeans.
Skinny
like she'll never
old.
Fall
yeah.
into that trend.
No.
And I sort of a blessing, and also because it's appealing for me to look at. But
did she take it well?
She did. I think
a lot of times you talk about that area.
You're
liking what's going on.
Yeah,
the late, you know,
there's, it
like
was.
Themselves.
Oh, I was. I knew I was on a tightrope when I went into
nobody
it.
Nobody likes how they look. You can.
No one does.
No one does.
No.
So,
no.
You know.
Except my child actually is really comfortable with herself.
Awesome.
Like, it's going to change. It'll happen.
I know it'll happen.
Society will destroy that and make her go like be ashamed.
Yeah, she got about what like. Probably,
a year and a half?
Probably.
Maybe the second grade?
Her, if you get a Nintendo Wii, it'll tell her she's fat. And
yeah. What's why we don't have one of those?
Yeah.
Just because it does all that taunting.
Yeah.
So how are you, Dan? I haven't talked to you in a few days since we last met.
I have been, likewise like you, I've been thinking about hindquarters.
Go on.
Big hindquarters.
Horses?
Say.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, summertime's here, so.
Is that why you were wearing your Sir Mix-a-Lot shirt?
Yep.
When I,
that's my summertime shirt.
Sir that's Mix-a-Lot. Right. You wear it a lot.
You know?
A lot.
And I champion his other song that nobody knows.
The B-side?
Came out before that other the song that we were just talking
I
about.
I like that this is your way of showing how knowledgeable you are by knowing.
But it was the Square Dance rap.
Oh, okay.
No one remembers it.
No. He had a whole other earlier album.
There's this guy like, cotton picker. And then the beat started and stuff like that. And I didn't make it up. It's what it said. It was on
Excuse me. I've got a package.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a package.
What are you doing here, Vinny?
What are you doing here, Ronnie?
I was told to bring this box to this address.
Well, I was told to bring this box here.
Well, one of us is wrong.
Oh, really? What if there's the same things in each box?
That wouldn't make any sense, Vinny.
I don't know how these things work. I just go where they tell me.
Yeah, I'm just a delivery man, like you. I'm not an authority.
I ain't a... When have I ever been in a place of authority, huh?
Yeah, we're just men...
Well, one day I had a place of authority, and I got fired.
Yeah, you wouldn't manage that program properly.
That's right. I'm just not manageable material. That's what I meant.
Guys, you can just deliver both boxes.
It's really not a big deal. And don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, you can't talk to Vinny that way.
It's the last son of us here for reason.
Yeah.
So give you this box. I don't want to hear any back chat of butter lip from you guys.
Yeah, if there's any butter lip, I will not deliver this box properly.
Yeah, no butter lip. I don't even know what butter lip is.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
You're giving me butter lip, buddy.
Yeah, if we hear one more... Now, which one of you is Dan? I've got a package for Dan.
Well, I'm Dan.
Oh, that's disappointing, but just if you'll sign here, I'll give you the package.
No, just give me the package.
You have to sign. Sign on my arm.
What?
We're out of clipboards. Not so hard.
I'm sorry, this pen isn't going out of ink. You gotta have a better pen, man. You got a butter pen.
Don't tell me how to do my job.
You got a butter pen.
Here's your box.
Hey. You gotta sign my leg.
Right.
Did he mention we're out of clipboards? The other guy?
I'm sorry, okay, fine.
Can I just say?
Go ahead.
I've been around the block. Once, twice, maybe three times in my life.
You've been around the block three times,
all
definitely.
Right, three times. That is possibly the most magnificent beard I've ever seen.
Oh, well, thank you.
Just saying.
That's really nice.
You let it grow. Let it grow.
Okay, I mean,
I can tell that it's kind of in a transition period.
It is, yeah.
Let it
true.
Grow.
That's true.
I can't grow a beard. Feel my facial hair, how it grows in.
If
I do that, it's just little patches. I have a spot where it grows a Hitler mustache. Nothing else.
Yeah, I told you to shave that, Vinny. You got to not.
Good advice, Ron.
Good advice. Guys, I'll just sign your leg if that's fine. And then we can get done with this.
I have a better pen than my associate.
Oh, a Sharpie. Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be there for a while, though.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Let me know if I'm... Okay. And I'm going to dot my...
Do it harder. Oh, you're done.
Well, here, just take the pen, please.
Next time you're going to do it out, all right?
Don't worry about it, Vinny. I'll sign your leg for you.
You want to get lunch?
Yeah, let's go get some lunch.
All right.
All right.
But no butter.
Hey, you want to take your truck or my truck?
Has a radio.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, there they go.
Wow.
We've never gotten two packages.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Delivered. They're very similar.
Should we open at the same time?
Yeah, I guess so.
Three?
I'm going to tear mine open.
Are you just going to tear it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to tear it. You got a box cutter?
I got
a box
cutter.
Okay. Well, no, you use the box cutter. That's fine.
Right.
Just going to... Mine says... I have just a business card in here. It says P.
Mine has... In the card, it says... Put it together.
Oh!
Nut. P. Nut.
No.
P.
P. Nut.
P. Nut.
Peanut!
Oh,
cool. Peanuts.
That's awesome.
Yeah, wow. The topic is peanuts. Or peanuts.
I love peanuts.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's a great food item.
All types of nuts, but the pea of the nut is one of my favorites.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get into it later on. I mean, it's technically a legume. You know, it's not...
Oh, it is?
It's not a nut.
What's a legume?
It's just a different kind of... plant that grows in the ground. It's slightly different than it. It's not in the nut family.
I didn't know there was such a... I just thought that the nuts just all were nuts.
Is
that like a tomato is a fruit, really, you know,
kind of? Kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's a gray area, but...
What are other legumes?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't actually know.
What about cashew? Is cashew a legume?
No, a cashew is a nut, I believe.
What about a sea nut?
I've never heard of this.
That's a wrapper. I see...
Oh, okay.
Is he a legume?
Yeah, he's a legume.
What about G-Nut? The G-Nut crew?
The G-Nut crew are actually all nuts, but with a Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys are nuts.
Are way different.
They have grills, too.
The G-Nut crew is pretty popular.
Yeah, they are not... they don't play.
And Zagnut's a candy bar.
Zagnut is a delicious, classic candy bar.
I don't know what the Zag is in it.
No one's ever figured that out.
No.
The Zagnut is a confusing treat item.
The Vagnut, of course, we love.
Oh, who doesn't love the Vagnut?
Yeah, I
do. All right. You know what we need to do, Dan?
God damn it. Don't I ever. Break!
Welcome back to Trends.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That was really going nowhere.
Fast, though.
Yeah.
We are talking about peanuts
and
today.
How.
And it is exciting.
It is. Hold your horses. Buckle yourselves in. Make sure your bowels are evacuated, because it's going to knock everything out of you.
Yeah. Friends going to knock you out. Peanuts going to knock you out. Hey, where'd you get that Kangol hat all of a sudden? I just did a few...
Oh, I always wear one of those.
A few lines of LOL.
I keep one on a string, like it's actually tied around my neck, so I'm never too far from
the Kangol. I thought that was a necklace. That was a Kangol hat?
That is my Kangol hat.
Wow.
I mean, it also doubles as a necklace if you...
Yeah, I thought it was a really cool, kind of oversized necklace.
The ladies like it sometimes. It's a conversation starter.
Ladies like Kangols.
Yeah, when you're waiting to cross the street, it's a conversation starter.
Is there a lot of ladies hanging out in the street corners you're talking to?
Yeah, sometimes.
Just chatting them up?
You never know when one's going to pull up on you. You want to make sure you got...
Got a hat at the ready.
Got your hat ready. Got your swag ready.
Right.
Part of the swag, uniform.
I'm learning a lot. A lot.
You want the peanut?
Yeah. You know, speaking of peanuts.
Yes.
I'm gonna bring something up that I have an idea what your reaction will be, but I'm curious.
Oh, I like this.
One thing I think of when I hear peanut is about the band 311. Mm. They have a bass player who is known affectionately as Peanut. Mm. And he slaps the bass. And the reason I know, when I was in high school, way long ago, I listened to 311 because it's like a poppy, hip hoppy, Orange County, California thing. A bunch of white dudes doing like not quite rap, you know.
Not quite rap, not quite ska.
Yeah,
reggae.
Yeah, they're still around. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
They do a cruise.
Yeah, I know
they do like a yearly cruise where their fans go get high and watch them, like, right. You know.
Two of those things I like.
Cruises and fans?
Getting high, but not watching 311. That would ruin it.
I would prefer to hear 311 than be on a cruise. I don't think that appeals to me.
Well, that is true, actually. Now I think about it.
But I have something in common with the bass player, Peanut.
You slap the bass, too?
I don't think I've ever tried to even play bass. Okay. It's gotta be easy, right? There's like 8 notes. What's the big thing? You just boom, boom, boom. That's it.
Do we need to stop? Do I need to go get some records? Do I need to go
Please
get some
don't.
Paul McCartney Beatles records to show you?
I don't see what good works. Comes of that. You Ooh. Think the Beatles are a great example of bass?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, eyes got really
me?
Big.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Let's
runs? Are you kidding me?
I think we've covered this even on Trends before.
Yeah, we need to stop this.
I don't have a deep knowledge of the Beatles.
Yeah.
I've willfully ignored a lot of their catalog. Yeah.
Next time you're on equipment that properly allows for you to hear the bass the way it should be heard.
I'm sorry, you mean like a turntable? Is that
no, no, there's bullshit? Speakers actually play bass. You can hear the bass.
Oh,
you
know, okay. I only listen to headphones.
Oh, yeah, those headphones you got, those aren't going to do
They're
it.
Terrible.
Yeah, those
and
aren't
it's all
do
it. I won't even... I want everything to sound tinny. I should just be
honest
with you.
Yeah, that's not
going to
work. You got to have something that, you know, it makes your brain turn into jelly.
Yes. That's no, my goal is to make things sound like they're in a gramophone.
Yeah.
That's where I'm headed.
Forget about what I said. You're never going to...
Okay, good. What I was trying to say about Peanut, before you rudely cut me off with boring stuff... Nobody cares about the Beatles. They're so...
That's true.
40 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
And all the good Beatles are dead.
That's true.
George Harrison, Wink Martindale. They're all dead.
Wink Martindale.
What I was trying to say is, Peanut and I have something in common, and it's not that we're both short. He's short, I'm tall.
Sure.
He plays bass. I don't play anything. No. You know, I barely can play anything.
Yep.
But he has on his leg a tattoo of the Punisher symbol from the comic books.
I see where this is going.
And he actually has another... He's got a second Punisher tattoo.
He does have an Iron Man tattoo?
I don't think he does. But I also have a tattoo of the Punisher.
You do?
On my arm.
Yeah, you do.
And so when I first, like, some friend of mine was like...
It have to be the same one, right? There's only one Punisher tattoo.
It's the same character.
Yeah.
No, it's... Yeah.
Really? There's only one Punisher tattoo.
Wow. I can't believe... You caught me off guard with that, you asshole. No. Obviously, the Punisher, for those who don't know, the buffoons out there.
And I love comics. I'm surprised. I don't know a lot about the Punisher. So
no, why would you? It was underappreciated. The Punisher, originally a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had several different series of... There was the original Punisher. They also made a series called Punisher Warzone.
Was that like at the same time? Like kind of like... Peter Parker.
They spun off.
Spider-Man, you know how that, I mean, they had the Web of Spider-Man? Those three were going at the same time?
Probably. Yeah, there was crossover. It started with the Punisher. That stuff continued on, and they started some other properties, and then they stopped making new Punishers. They've started again. Yeah, it's been a start and stop thing.
Yeah.
But they made Punisher Warzone and Punisher War Journal. Yeah. So a lot of those were more in actual combat zones.
Well, yeah, because zone would have to be in the line of combat.
Of course.
Journal is...
Like a diary.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's still about war.
Today I murdered a bunch of drug dealers.
He's not talking about like, I had a snow cone and then
please
I went...
don't do that Frank Castle impersonation. That's offensive. Fair enough. His family was killed by drug lords.
Who's hasn't been?
Most people.
You're right.
Sorry, you son of a...
Son of a gun.
So I love the original Punisher, but I actually collected the Warzone series. Like, in my garage still, I have a stack of Punisher Warzone
books.
Is
that the one you prefer?
I liked those stories, and I like the drawings in those books. But the tattoo I have is from a page in one of the War Journal issues I just really liked. I also read, I read those series as well, and there was an image I really liked of him coming out of his fire in one of the pages. And I really like the drawing of it. I like the capturing of the character.
When you did you know initially that you wanted to get a tattoo, and then you had to go look for a picture of the Punisher?
I knew I wanted to get a tattoo of the Punisher.
So when
I decided to get a tattoo when I was 17 years old,
as we do.
I knew that I was really, that was when I was actually still really into the Punisher.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I want to get a tattoo of this character. And I was like, do I want to get this? He has a symbol that's like a skull.
Yeah.
It could be that. But I thought it would be cooler to get like an actual piece of artwork that one of the artists had made. So then I looked through the books to sort of find what picture I would like. And I found this image that I really liked. And I brought my mom to the tattoo parlor so she could sign a permission slip because I was not
an
adult.
That's a cool mom right there. That's a cool mom.
And then I got my tattoo. Peanut has, one of his tattoos is the symbol, the skull symbol that the Punisher wears.
The only Punisher tattoo you can get, I thought.
You're wrong.
No, yeah, you prove.
And then he also has an image of the character. I don't know if it's taken from one of the books or something else. And then, of course, you've seen the Punisher films, I assume.
Yes.
At least some of them.
I've only seen the Dolph Lundgren version.
Oh, from the 80s, 84.
No, I think...
85?
It was like in the 90s, I think, they made that.
No, that's in the 80s. You should go... It's maybe late 80s.
I thought it was 91 or 92.
I could be wrong, but I have a tattoo of the Punisher on my arm, so there's
a chance I'm not wrong. But I thought they were...
They made more.
It doesn't matter. I know they made more, yeah.
They made one with John Travolta as a villain.
That's right, they did, yeah.
Not very good.
But the one with Lundgren's awesome. I mean, terribly awesome.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But it's
Lundgren.
The Dolphster. And then they made another one like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Is it good?
Well, it's just sort of over the top. The main bad guy is played by Dominic West, who we know as McNulty from The Wire.
Oh, nice.
Which is weird, and he gets
his British accent in full flow in that, or
no? He's a mobster, like a Chicago-y kind of accent, and he gets horribly disfigured in a sort of a Joker-y kind of way, and becomes this monster who wants to just bloodshed. And the Punisher is like literally making people explode. It's just so gory.
That's awesome.
And like way comic booky, and like kind of beautiful, and it's extreme. But it is—it's really like there's some unsettling killings in it.
That's probably better than the Lundgren movie.
I would say if you like campy stuff and like if you like comic books taken to an extreme, you should go check it out
because
it's intentionally like absurdly violent in a way that like demonstrates how unrealistic comic books are. But I mean, I found it enjoyable in a real like it's really weird and twisted and dark. And
see, I'm searching for my other tattoo that I want to get.
Like, you don't know yet?
I know what it is. I just have to find the right picture.
Yeah,
because it's like it's out of a comic book as well. A manga.
Nice.
And although if we had a Japanese girl say it, it would be a lot.
How would she say it?
I have no
idea. Would she cover her mouth?
No, I don't know.
Is this right? Did I do it?
Not how I picture it.
Hold on. Let me put this skirt on.
I picture it more like manga. Like, she kind of yells it. She's not...
Like in a battle royale?
Not like that at all.
Like when they're fighting each other?
No, like that one girl that went around and killed everybody that was
That's...
Yes. That's what I like. You know, the girl that'll kill you.
Yeah, that is what you like.
That is what I like.
You've never boiled down, you know, like when someone's like, what's your type? You've never been able to get it so...
Rip your throat out.
The girl who literally will kill you is really...
We knew when we were watching that movie, too. You knew that I was, like, enjoying that girl.
Who's the girl who's most dangerous to
in
anyone?
This movie that is running around with a knife, just randomly killing everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And proud of it. That's the one Dan, sitting next to me, will like. Yes.
And so you know there's a manga character you'd like to
get his name is Daigoro. I'm saying it really wrong.
No, I like it.
Daigoro. There you go. You know, he's. Have you ever read Loma from Cub?
Of course, because of you.
Yeah.
It's confusing. You gotta turn the pages the wrong way. It's really unsettling.
Anyway, yeah, Tim is my favorite character of all time. Yeah. Daigaru. Yeah, so I want to get a little... I swear to God, there's a...
They made an animated series of Lone Wolf and Cub, right?
Did they make something like that? They made a TV show, and then they made six movies. Six movies are great.
TV show,
I didn't... I couldn't watch it, but...
You didn't like the Cub?
No, I didn't. But the comic book is... Or the book is, like, my favorite.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. I like it.
But, yeah, there's a picture of him, I swear, holding up, like a sword at some point. Like, you know, he's like a three-year-old kid holding up a sword. So I swear, I haven't found it again yet. But and I've read the thing, like, four or five times, and I need to... But I seriously, I'll sit and look through it.
Maybe you could just describe it to the tattoo artist, and he can just do it based on your memory.
I want the picture of the, you know, Daigaru, you know. It'd be ill.
You should do it. They can make a pretty good copy of it. You should find it.
I want to find it. I'm going to find it, copy it, and bring it in as I do this.
I've been kind of pondering getting another tattoo for a while. Well, this is the problem. I have this idea. I heard of this from someone else, and I decided I wanted to do it. Drawing from my child. I wanted to, like,
for
my kid to draw something and then get a tattoo of it. But I don't want to sound harsh. She hasn't drawn anything cool enough.
Just wait. You got time.
Yeah, but if she gets too old, then it's just going to be, like, a bad drawing.
Thing.
Like, I thought it would have been cool if she was, like, two.
By the time she's 18, done.
That's a good rule. What if she's in a phenomenal artist, though, when she's, like, 20, and she's great?
Then obviously change the fucking rule.
Like, oh, okay. So what's the point of having a rule at all if it can just change?
Never know. Just have a rule and then have a curveball rule just in case, you know?
But that's... You can't have... Do you have another rule that just contradicts the exact rule? Well, like, is that how you live your life, Dan? Is that how you live your life? You make a set of rules, and then if something comes along that you want to do, you just break those rules?
I don't even know.
Because I have to tell you...
I don't even know if I take it...
That is an unstable system. I mean, that's going to cause you all kinds of problems.
I don't even know. Think about what I do. I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, you just finally figured out what your type is. So I think we need to get down into
blood.
What are your? Yeah. Who will actually eviscerate?
I told you about that, right? At work, I was at work having a cigarette, and
I'm already disappointed.
This attractive girl that comes in, and she came out, and I saw her get into her car, and her car had like fake bullet holes along the side, and that to me was like the greatest, the coolest thing ever. Yeah. And I believe I told you about that, and you just shook your head.
Because that's the dumbest thing.
It's awesome.
Why do you have those stickers on your car?
Hell yeah, that's exactly it.
Stupid.
Hell yeah.
Stupid.
That's the girl for me.
Who wants to pretend they got shot at?
Hell yeah. Me, I'll roll with her.
And then also, who spends the time of like, yeah, this is awesome.
I will. Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I kind of wish you were kidding me. I know you're totally serious.
I am dead serious.
And I'm a little concerned.
Ill. That's ill. Hey, yo! Yo!
Is in the other
room. Yo!
Shouting. You can just come in, Jumper. Come in here.
You can come in. Thank you. You guys haven't talked about Peanuts yet.
Oh, I talked about the guy from 311, bass player.
Yeah, kind of, but you know.
You've never done this. Are you being sent in to keep us on track?
Yeah, so last slot gave me the power.
Oh, man, I forget that he can hear this when we're recording.
No, he just heard other shit. He's like, those guys, like, they dance around it for a while. They maybe talk about it once. Like, talk about this shit.
Okay, I mean, I thought it was sort of a jumping off point. We gotta get back on. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, Jumpers. Dan, we need to get back on topic.
I have something about Peanuts.
Oh, alright, I mean, I guess, if you wanna.
Actually, I lied. So Last Love didn't make me do any of that shit.
What?
I just have something about Peanuts I want to talk about. You guys haven't, I didn't know how to bring it in.
Alright, no, it's good. We should talk about Peanuts. I mean, that's what
you
this episode is.
George Washington?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're all familiar, right?
I mean, yeah, maybe you should tell us a little bit about him.
I don't think
he invented the peanut, right? Peanut farmer?
I mean, he saw its potential.
He's a black guy.
Yeah, he's a black man.
Is that why you're talking about him?
No, I'm talking about him because... Give me a break, motherfucker.
Is that why you're talking about give me a break, too? It's all cultural stuff. I like Nell Carter. Oh, Jonfers is not having... I'm just trying to... relate. Okay, go ahead. Talk about George Washington Carver.
So anyway, George Washington Carver... lived right next door to my great-great-uncle.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. And the only reason he did shit with the peanut was because he hated his other neighbor that lived on the other side of him who had a peanut allergy. So he was always trying to, like, fool him and tricking him into doing shit with the peanut. That was his sole motivation. We all hold him up as this great scientist, which he was.
Yeah.
But his motivation for figuring all that shit out was when he wanted to kill his neighbor.
That's amazing. That's
They had a war going on for years. Like, you know how those things start? Like,
you know,
somebody... I think he laid, like, left some firewood or something, or some coal or something. It was back in those days.
The neighbor did?
Yeah, a little bit too much into the yard, and he didn't move it for like 3 months. That's what started it all.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it takes to get on a neighbor's nerves, you know?
Is that, so do you think that counts as like chemical warfare? Like growing peanuts?
It was probably the first chemical warfare. This motherfucker tried to slip peanuts into everything. He made peanut envelopes, made peanut stamps. You know, he made peanut dog food. He made peanut soda. He made every type of thing to give it to this motherfucker. You know,
that's crazy. That is impressive. I mean, I'm a big fan of the peanut. Like, I love peanut butter.
Who doesn't love the peanut?
Peanuts.
You ain't a man if you don't love a peanut.
I agree.
Even people who are allergic to nuts, wish they weren't allergic to nuts, they could have a peanut.
Damn right. Get up top, jumpers.
Down low, my motherfucker.
Yeah.
Way too slow.
Oh, I'm always too slow.
Yeah, damn. You got to be faster with that.
Frustrating.
Next time, start on the bottom, because then I can't do the slow up top. Oh. Because it doesn't rhyme.
Up top, don't stop.
Yeah, see? I can't stop then.
Okay.
Let's try it again, okay?
Okay.
You can lead this time, all right?
Down low. Up top.
Yep. Don't stop, see?
Wow.
See?
That's not as fun, though.
No, it's not. I'll let you do a slow on me.
No, it's fine. I don't.
You sure? You can get me at some point.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
It'll come around. We'll get to it.
Dan, you ain't said much.
Yeah, what the hell, Dan? You don't like peanuts? You're not a man?
No. I love peanuts. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Dan loves his peanuts.
Oh, good.
He loves all types of nuts. He likes, what are those nuts you got that come from out of the country? Brazil nuts? Yeah, you love Brazil nuts.
Those are like big.
Those are big nuts. Yeah. Yeah. My man likes his nuts big.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone says that. You know, I wonder if, you know, you raise it, it's a great topic. The use of peanuts as like a weapon. I wonder if there's been a lot of instances, especially as sort of the allergic reactions.
Yeah, they can wipe out at least a third of the population that way.
I wonder if people have used them sort of like to take, you know, like to put a hit on someone. You know, like, I want to kill my spouse. And he's allergic to peanuts.
Oh, you're probably right. Like, the perfect crime. Work some it shit in. Like that.
Yeah, like, I can't find my EpiPen, and I can't save him.
See, that's what Mr. Watcava was trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, show up and be like, oh, this man died of this and that. You know, he had some internal, blah, 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 blah. Yep, nope. George Watcava got him.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And they
peanut warfare, motherfucker.
And it was way less, people had way less allergies to peanuts.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to this guy, though. This motherfucker came at him every which way with peanuts. I mean, it was like,
did he not kill him?
No, he never killed him. No, he always lived.
Did he outlive George Washington Carver?
Yes, he did.
I bet that was a gleeful day when George Washington Carver died.
I can assume it was. I didn't know. My great uncle moved by then.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. You get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, it sounds like it was pretty intense.
Yeah, that's tough living next to, you know, we're a peaceful people. You know, my family, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we don't like to stir shit up, you know.
Everybody
knows me in my neighborhood, you know, but I don't fuck with them. You know, I don't get in their business. You get in my business, that's the only way that you can get me to fuck with you. You know?
Right.
Mind your own, you know. But my uncle couldn't take it after a while. You know, it's hard knowing that the guy next door to you is trying to kill the guy next door to him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know if it's going to come back around.
Yeah, my uncle tried to turn him into the cops a few times, shit like that. Nobody would, you know, mess with him because he's a great George Washington Carver.
He's turning
the world around. You know, aliens are going to come down and be like, holla, you know. How the fuck did you all this shit with this peanut? How did one man figure this out?
Yeah. Know? Yeah, he really cultivated it.
Yeah, exactly, you know?
That's mind-blowing. Has there been books written about this aspect of his character?
Well, I mean, my great-uncle, bro, I'm a Noah's inch. Nobody believes him, you know?
Well, it's pretty, I mean, that's difficult to believe, but
it's true.
I mean, you're a sincere man, and I gotta take you at your word.
I wouldn't come in here with this knowledge for you.
No. I mean, you respect.
Absolutely. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to you.
I wish I didn't even spell that.
You feel regret about spelling?
R-E-G. Yeah,
it's not how you spell that.
No,
and there's
not
a J. What happened?
I don't know. Hey, something out here.
Oh, Jumpers is—he's leaving. I've never seen. He seemed like embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe. He doesn't. If he tries to spell, he spells the word wrong. He's real embarrassed.
Huh?
Yeah.
But he could spell respect.
That's just because of the song. If there's a song called Regret, they spelled it.
Okay. There was no J in it. I kind of fucked with him.
Did you pick it up?
Yeah, well, he said it's R-E-G-E, and I said that there's a J in it.
He might have spelled it right. We'll have to go back.
I didn't think it would. That. Well, he won't. He doesn't listen to this. He won't know.
Oh, he sometimes does.
Really?
Yeah, he likes to, you know, get it.
His own parts? Yeah, he listens when he
also likes to tell me how I'm fucking up, so, you know.
He does do that.
Yeah. He'll sometimes play it when we play Space Jackers and stuff like that.
Did you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, like, when you were a kid? Like, hell that yeah. Classic food thing?
Hell, like, hell yeah. I was kind of weird. Now I like more peanut butter than I like jelly. I don't really even eat jelly anymore that much. As much as I love it, jelly's awesome. Just want to go for the record.
No, I agree with you. I have the same thing.
You know, shuts us off because I don't like jelly. I love jelly. But I was, just because when you're a kid, you like sweet stuff a little bit more.
Of course.
And, you know, I like the ratio of jelly to be more than my peanut butter, you know.
Well, I learned a trick to keep the bread from getting soggy, and it seems like a stupid, but I got really excited about it.
I would get excited.
If you put peanut butter on both sides of the bread,
of course
and then
in the
jelly
middle.
In the middle, it makes it so the bread doesn't get soggy if it's, like, been all morning.
That's amazing.
But do you know where I learned it? And this is where it's super embarrassing. Is the comic strip Atom, that like it runs in the local paper.
I don't know.
It's just about this guy who becomes like a stay-at-home dad. And like, I read it when I was a teenager. I don't know why. So he like stays at home and like does some stuff on the computer or something and takes care of his kids.
That's the comic strip?
Yeah, it's really boring. There was one whole thing about his kid being excited because his dad makes the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and the dad is like, I put peanut butter on both sides, it doesn't get soggy. And I was like, is that a joke? And I tried it, and it totally works.
God, I can't believe I thought of
it. And that's how I make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches now, and it's great.
Make
because
your daughter like that?
She won't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Why?
She doesn't. She says she doesn't like them. I don't know.
Okay, if you don't like them. I thought it was
funny. She likes just butter sandwiches or honey sandwiches. Peanut butter. Have you had peanut butter and honey?
Yeah, I used to like
that's
that
good.
Too.
Did you throw a banana in there ever?
I have.
It's kind of a lot. You have done that?
I have done that in the past.
You sound like you're admitting a crime.
Well, I just think about it. I don't eat sugar anymore, so it's
you got to work some sugar back in.
I have been, actually, and that's making me crazy, so I have to go back to...
You got
to
find the right times. I do sugar in sporadically.
Yeah, you got it. You can't, yeah. Obviously.
But I still, you got to embrace it.
Yeah, I like honey, though. Honey's delicious.
It is. It's super good. Big fan. Big fan.
Where I work, I can touch honey all day long in packets. 3 pieces of honey. That's what I get all day long.
Do they put it in their tea?
Tea, coffee, yeah, anything.
They put it in coffee?
Everything.
Honey and coffee is terrible. Do they just drink it straight sometimes?
We have to keep it, we go through like 2 giant boxes of it a week.
You should just make them buy their own containers.
3 pieces. If we kept that out, you understand it. They always go, why do you have to buy on the counter? Because you, motherfuckers, it would be like, just that place where we keep the sugar and the cream will be covered in honey. Like,
yeah.
You guys are crazy out there. Like, you know, you guys don't even spill sugar everywhere. Like, are you kidding me? Leaving you with honey packets out there?
Do they still pour, like, a half a cup of coffee in the garbage, to, like, make room?
As I'm changing it. Just happened today. I was like, seriously. Like, barely got the bag in there. Like, you could just ask us to... Anyway, I don't want to talk about
it. No, it's...
really boring.
It's so weird. Yeah. I don't understand that lack of regard for other people. Like, that's what that is. Like, I don't acknowledge...
Well, and also, we're not talking about white people. We're talking about African people. I work at a coffee shop.
Yeah. You have a huge population of dudes who are actually immigrants from Africa.
Yes, it's awesome.
Like, they're not...
They're awesome dudes. It's an amazing place to work. Like, amazing.
But they're just culturally different.
Yeah, it's just fun to notice, like, this little things like that. It's super fun.
Do you know... I don't know if our peanuts... Where they originally come from.
Well, they probably come from Africa. Everything comes from Africa.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there was a different form of the peanut that was sort of bred to be a certain way.
Probably.
And I think that's what George Washington Carver really managed to do was, like...
tame the peanut.
Shape it into a much more domestic and consumable product.
Do you like eating them, out of the shell?
I do that at a baseball game.
I was going to say at ball games. You got it.
Yeah. Otherwise, no, because it's so salty.
It is.
If you get like a bag of salted peanuts in the shell and it's so messy, you just have this pile of
when I was a kid, I used to just eat them with the shell on everything.
You eat the whole shell?
I would just get lazy and like, yeah.
Yeah. What I do now, like on day to day, and I do eat nuts frequently.
Oh, I do too.
I just buy the shelled, unsalted bag of peanuts.
I do too. Unsalted shell.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I love them.
Well, I do too.
And they're like, it's like good protein and it's easy.
And they're cheaper. As much as I like the other nuts, they're cheaper than the other nuts to buy in bulk.
They're so much cheaper.
That's why I get them.
They're like a third of the cost.
It's like $6 cheaper.
It is ridiculous.
Pound, like,
so sometimes I want to get an almond or a cashew.
I'll get cashews every once in a while. Cashew and almond mix.
Yeah, but that's like $9 or $10.
You got to treat yourself.
To a peanuts three.
If I want to impress a lady, I take her into the
you get the mix? The fancy mix?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It works too.
Impresses a lady.
It works too, let me tell you.
And not as impressive to her as if you buy a bunch of them individually and then make your own mix. They're like, okay, what's happening here, weirdo?
I'll have to do that next time.
But just tell me if this is... I'm not trying to be funny. This is a legitimate thing I worry about. When I eat a bunch of peanuts, I get, like, harsh peanut breath. And I think it's really unappealing.
I hate to say this, but next time you have it and I'm with you, I'm going to ask you to...
Well, you'd know. I think you'd know. Like, one thing I do is I try to chew gum if I'm going to be around people after I eat peanuts because I'm super self-conscious about it.
How do you know about this? Is this something that you're working
on? I kind of worry about smells. She has mentioned it before, but she's kind of mean about stuff.
Well,
one thing I do is that I try to make sure I don't smell in any way. Like, if I eat food, I like to brush my teeth and chew gum after.
Garlic the next? Like, forget about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, next day I want to make sure no one's around me.
But peanuts, for some reason, and it's been worse lately because I eat a lot of peanuts and I'm really self-conscious of the smell. It's actually made me eat less peanuts, which is kind of sad. And,
Oh, thanks. Penis, we didn't even know you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I got penis. We got penis delivered. There's two dudes. You meet those two dudes?
The delivery guys?
Yeah, what are Ronnie and Vinny?
Yeah.
They're cool guys, man.
You know what would have been great is if those boxes had peanuts in them instead of business cards. I just realized.
Can't hear when you eat peanuts. What?
Oh, you can't hear when you eat peanuts? No, I was just saying, I wish that... Alright. You know what we're going to do is just take a quick break while we eat these peanuts? Because we can't. I'm sure no one else can hear anything either. No, let's just take a... Jumpers, you're right by it. Will you just hit the break button and we'll just come back in a minute?
Which one is
it? It's
one that says break.
Yeah. There's one that says return from break, and then there's one that just says break.
I'm going to hit both.
Welcome back to Trends. Why would you take another handful right before we...
I didn't know you were going
to
do it.
You hit the button to return from break.
Okay, you got me.
Jesus.
You're too good. He's got you there, man.
This is a lot of peanuts. This is like 5 pounds of peanuts.
Yeah, it was literally like 12 pounds of peanuts are out there.
Wow, so you brought in just less than half of how many are out there based on my...
Yeah, I'm going to bring in more later.
...calculations. Thanks, this is awesome.
Store it in the basement, in case when the doomsday happens.
Yeah. Can you please stop eating peanuts on the mic?
Why?
That is disgusting.
You can't. Nobody can hear that shit.
I can hear it. It's gross. Dan, back me up. This is disgusting.
Huh?
Damn it. Why? You guys are both eating peanuts?
Hang on a second. Nice swap.
Okay, I'm going to try and...
I fall before you, man. That means I get to re-up.
I can't believe you just used drug terminology about eating peanuts.
Maybe we did.
Absurd. That reminds me, I wanted to pitch you guys my idea for a new movie, which is going to be about a community where people are selling peanuts...
As drugs?
Illegally.
Illegally?
This is a good idea.
Oh, it is. I like it.
So there's different strains of peanuts, and they have, there's the kind that are like honey roasted, there's salted, there's unsalted.
All the nuts.
And then there's peanuts from different regions, so they have different flavors.
Like Spanish peanuts?
Yes.
Redskin peanut?
Yeah.
Brazil nuts? Yeah, Brazil nuts.
No, not Brazil nuts. This is all peanuts. That was the whole point of all this.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Brazil nuts would be in a whole different community.
You have Redskin Spanish peanuts, though.
Yeah, I said yes to that already.
Hang on a second, fellas. I'm going to go get some.
I can't get anything. I'm trying to get a focused thought here, and Jumpers is just eating food and talking all kinds of nonsense.
I'm sorry about that. I'll talk with him about it later.
You were doing it, too.
Dan,
you were eating nuts. Everyone could hear you.
Nuts, but I was focused.
Yeah, focused on your nuts. That doesn't help with what we're trying to do right now. I'm trying to stay on task. We are in the middle of a program. This is a professional pot. We have a guest coming in like 3 minutes.
Sorry, Levi.
We don't have a lot of time left. We've barely talked about nuts. We haven't touched on your nuts at all. We need to really... Okay, you don't have to make a big production of...
I'm sure you have a good face.
Dan's pushing the container of nuts away, everybody. He's making a big deal about... Okay, you're going to push him a little further? Now there's nuts on the floor. That's really helpful.
I'll clean it up.
No, don't... We'll just... Can we just leave it for now?
Sure.
I mean, I just would like to get some... We're in the middle of a program right now.
I'm sorry, Levi. I
mean, if you got stuff you got to do, we can stop.
No.
And we can just come back to this and finish
up
later.
Sorry.
And it all...
Sorry about that.
No. Now you're apologizing, like, making me the jerk.
No.
I'm a jerk for having a problem with it. Now you're like...
Not at all, no.
Oh, I'm not allowed to eat nuts. You know, like, that's not what I'm saying.
Gentlemen.
Hey, John.
Have some nuts here.
Why would you bring more? I don't want to eat any nuts right now.
Please break bread over these nuts. Break these nuts.
I'm not going to eat these nuts, Jumpers. I am trying.
All right.
Man. Looks so hangdog.
It's okay, Jumpers.
Really sad. Man, that body language is so sad.
Yeah.
I'm not in the wrong here, though.
No, you're not.
I mean, we're
both assholes, me and Jumpers.
Yeah, I know,
I'd like to go on the record.
See, now you're being aggressively, taking...
Well, I'm just trying to...
No, this is...
I'm an asshole.
Okay, you don't have to stand up and put your hand... Like, why are you making a big production about this?
I'm just trying to show you that...
Where did you get the Bible that you're swearing? What is going on?
I always carry a Bible with me.
You don't need to swear on Bible that you're an asshole. That's not...
Well, I just carry this Bible around to look cool.
You're making me, again, feel like I'm being a dick. Somehow you're acknowledging you're being an asshole in a way that makes me the asshole.
Tear up the Bible.
No, I'm not saying tear up.
You're
why
making
would
me tear up the Bible?
No, this is unfair, dude.
Up.
Dan, I'm trying to just. I can't believe. Well, I don't care that you're tearing up a Bible. It is really.
Damn it.
Don't try to tear the whole thing at once. Those are like super thin pages.
Job in there. He saw the alien.
Okay.
Never mind. I won't tear it up.
Are you almost done with your beak?
I'm standing on the Bible now. I'm up in my feet.
I don't even know what that means.
Throw the Bible into the peanuts.
What? Okay, now we have a floor covered in peanuts and a Bible on top of them. That makes it difficult for me to talk about anything else other than...
Yo, fools!
Yeah, what's up, Chompers?
We got the guest.
Yeah, we just burned through 3 minutes with you guys being dicks and eating peanuts on the microphone.
You got a problem with eating peanuts, motherfucker?
No, I love peanuts. That is not the point.
Right.
Let's just get our guest in here, and we've got peanuts and Bibles to clean up later. What? I didn't throw them on the floor. That's
Dan,
not me.
Dude, what? Dan knocks the stuff peanuts on the floor, Dan. It's good nuts. Well, Levi made me. What the fuck?
I didn't
wrong
do anything. No. This is not getting pinned on
you
me.
You know how many people going hungry on this earth that could have eaten them nuts?
What? That doesn't mean that is
these nuts down here they could have eaten.
That is ridiculous. Okay,
you're ridiculous, man. With your prejudice against nuts.
I love nuts, man.
I know you do. I'm sorry. I'm just angry that there's nuts on the floor, man.
But that's Dan did that. I just said.
Dan, why'd you do that?
No.
I told you, Levi made me do it. Why, Levi? Why? I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Fine. Don't you. He just put a whole handful of nuts in his mouth. What?
What do?
You guys, he knows what he's doing. This
is definitely. He knew what he was doing.
He came in here. He had his handful of nuts.
He smile. Before.
Okay. Let's stop.
I'm sorry,
stop
I put
it.
The mic to his lips. I'm sorry.
Stop
it's,
it.
Yeah.
Dan, don't pick those nuts up, you asshole.
They're in my hand.
Just set them back down on the table.
These nuts are going on the table.
Okay. We are going to have our guest come in here, and we're going to be focused. We're going to talk about what we need to talk about. We're going to find out some cool stuff.
Should we make a focus pledge? I'd like a focus pledge. I promise to focus.
Fine. Okay, let's...
High five.
That wasn't even a high five.
We didn't even get close. Sorry. Just a five across the table.
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
There's like peanut oil all over the table. It's kind of a nice shimmer.
Hey, it's a hipster table.
Hey, it is. Yeah, it's peanut grease. Yeah. That's the key to a hipster. Just rub yourself in peanut grease.
Coat of peanut grease and then go out about your day.
Exactly. So it looks like we got someone coming in here.
Hey, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, miss.
You're cute.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
I was talking to you.
Well, that's
You are handsome, but you ain't cute.
But you were looking at me.
I got one eye that goes kind of funny.
Okay, I didn't mean to bring it up.
It's
I apologize.
All right. I've been living with it for 60 years. I think I'll be all right.
Well, welcome to Trends.
You're 60 years old?
Damn,
man, you don't look 60, ma'am. Okay. If I may say so. Well, thank you, cute one. I don't get that a lot. Do you think I look good for my age? I'm going to stand under the light just so you can see me correctly.
Okay.
Hey, you look beautiful, man.
Guys.
I'm going to say for a 60-year-old woman.
Ma'am.
You got going on.
Dan, stop. Ma'am, if you want to just sit down.
There's nuts all over the place. What's going on in here?
We're sorry. You can just scoot the chair
over.
You're
sorry?
I'm sorry about the nuts.
Well, why are you sorry about these nuts all over the place?
Well, this
it's not
is...
like you made somebody throw them all over the place.
Ma'am, that... Ma'am,
He did, actually. He made me throw...
Dan,
nuts.
Why do you have to bring this up?
Why don't you throw nuts all over the
place
like that?
I don't need
man.
To be yelled at. I am...
That's just how I talk.
Look, ma'am, I was apologizing that our studio's a mess.
Oh, it's fine. I've seen worse messes in my life.
Okay, great. Well, how about if you have a seat, and I'm Levi, and that's Dan, and this is Trends.
Well, hello. Nice to meet both of you, especially.
Okay, that's...
Thank you, ma'am.
I hope that stops soon. If you want to have a seat, we're talking about peanuts today. That's why there's peanuts. We had some peanuts and they fell on the floor and then.
No, come on now. They didn't fall on the floor. They were thrown on the floor.
How
you're
going to
say
even,
something, say it right.
How do you even know that? I mean.
Because the cute one told me.
Okay. I mean, they.
He did throw them on.
No.
He made me throw them on the floor.
Dan just knocked over a container. The peanuts fell. We don't have to turn it
all
into
right.
an incident.
Somewhere in the middle lies the truth.
No, I'm accurate. And then Dan threw a Bible on top of the peanuts.
He did what?
That's what that book is. That's a Bible.
That's a Bible?
Yeah, that
why don't you throw it on the ground, young man? What?
Yeah, Dan, you
Levi
too.
Made me.
I did.
Again, young bearded gentleman.
Hey, let's not, you know, just, let's, can we just focus?
Yes. I have brought the largest peanut in the known world.
Oh,
it's in my possession.
Can you just tell us your name? I'm sorry, we just
wanted
to.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just blew right into it, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm excited.
My name is Connie Saltrus.
Okay, Connie Saltrus. Welcome to the program. And you said you have the largest peanut in existence?
In existence, currently, that we know of. There may be other peanuts larger, but we don't know about them. And if we don't know about them, they don't exist, right?
Wow. Is that what's in your purse? You've got a large purse there.
It's honey.
What?
Think about it.
It's in your pocket?
No,
you're right.
Honey,
I wouldn't need to be in your...
If it was... How big do you think the largest peanut needs
like
to be?
Like a golf ball? Is it as big as a golf ball?
Come on now.
That's kind of too big, right? That's ridiculous.
You look, I know you're smarter than that.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm just saying it's a lot bigger than that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Come on now.
She seems so mad at me. I'm just.
Is it so big you can't fit it in this room? There we go, cutie.
Dan, how did you
there
know?
There we go.
That?
I'm gonna reward you with a kiss. So,
okay, we don't need.
All right, I'm gonna get some more correct answers here.
You sure you're 60? I'm sure as the day is long, honey.
Can we talk about peanuts? So you don't actually have the peanut with you then?
Oh, it's with me.
But you said it can't fit in this room.
It can't fit in your lobby, though.
Oh, you. So there's a.
You got them big dogs.
Yeah, we have the.
Because, you know, I assume Celestlot, who I've only met a couple times, is prepared for stuff like this. You know, he had those big bay doors open. You can open the whole thing. You can get an airplane in that lobby.
The whole wall pretty much can come away.
That nice young man, help me.
You mean Chompers?
Yes, that nice young man.
Oh, okay. Is there a way we could see through the door?
I'm gonna go look.
Dan's gonna actually
show you, young man.
Okay, they're gonna go take a look at the peanut. So what'll happen is Dan will go out there maybe, and he can just describe it to us and tell us what it's like.
Whoa.
And see what he's seeing. Can you see it out there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Holy shit. It's big.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's big. That's not.
Well, it's taking up the whole space.
Okay.
There's really not anywhere to sit. It's like, holy shit! It's like it's bigger than an airplane.
Oh well, I'm gonna go see.
We'll tag team.
Okay, you come back in because we don't want dead air. That's unprofessional. This.
I'm gonna let go of your hand. You don't have to. I'm going.
Holy cow! That is enormous.
Right?
Yeah, that's huge.
It's pretty big, huh?
Is that, this is real? Can I touch it? Is that okay if
you can knock on it if you want. Just don't make too big of a dent.
My God. This is great!
I'm going to go knock on it too. Hang on.
Oh, Dan's going back out. So, it's probably 12 feet tall. I mean, it is enormous.
It's the biggest nut I've ever seen.
It's so huge, and it's got the double. It's in a shell,
I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, how could you possibly have grown such a... I mean,
It just grew in my backyard.
Well, did you do some special... I mean, did you add... Is there some chemicals?
No. I've been right outside of a canal. And,
a canal?
A couple years ago, the canal flooded. Like, we had, you know, sometimes it rains, and it rains too hard. And when it rains too hard, the water flows up, and things get, you know,
but
clogged. And, well, the water flowed up into my backyard. My backyard was all water.
So it was very wet.
Yeah, it was like there were fish flying around, everything, you know. And the next year, that's when the peanut grew up.
Do you by any chance live by any other large structures?
We live
facilities?
By a few power plants, and we live by a few waste facilities. You know, everything's safe, though.
Okay, but I mean, it's possible.
They only tell us that they dump waste down that canal about three times a year.
So there might have been waste.
But I guess if I think about it, there's about three companies. If they each do it. Three times, that's probably 9 months out of the year that they do it, you know, at least once a month.
So there's something from the power company maybe getting in the water that's reaching.
It's possible, but you know, in this day and age, they put fluoride in the water. It should be all right.
Well, I mean, however it happened,
I think things are all right. You're looking pretty good. Thank you, man.
Damn, that's inappropriate.
I'll give you another kiss for that.
You guys.
That one was real close to the lips. It was supposed to be.
Ms. Sutros, that's
mind your business, young man.
Well, my business is getting, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, peanuts. My business is peanuts. Let's get back to it.
Well, how long have you grown peanuts? Can we get into that?
Never.
But you have that big peanut out in the lobby.
It just grew.
So you don't even, have a farm where you're growing peanuts in your yard or anything?
I just have a nephew very fond of peanuts. This is what I assume.
Okay.
I just assume he was eating peanuts in the backyard one night, and he's not supposed to eat peanuts in the backyard. Tell him in the house only.
Is that why?
Because it makes a mess. Look at the ground of your studio. Would you take a minute? Both of you, just look at the ground.
Okay, there's peanuts and Bibles all over the
place. I don't want that outside.
Okay.
He's got one room in the house where you can eat peanuts. And he probably broke the rules and was out there eating all types of nuts. These were the nuts that, you know, got germinated with the water and grew the next year.
With this sort of energy waste.
Oh, it pulses, too. When the moon is full, you can feel the pulse.
The peanut itself?
Yeah, it's a big nut.
That's amazing. I mean, do you have plans with it? Are you going to make something out of it?
I'm touring it around. Everybody can come see this nut. You the first. You get the exclusive.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm going to make a mint.
You mean money?
Is that an old term? Do people still understand what that means?
No, yeah, it is. Sorry.
I'm not going to literally make a mint like search or something like that. That'd be crazy.
I was just confused because I was thinking of things that grow like nuts, and I thought you meant you were going to make a giant mint plant.
May I give you a piece of advice, young man?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know you very long.
No, we just met.
You might want to take a mint. put it in your mouth. I can smell your peanut butter sprouts thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I was aware. I was eating
this
some...
young man, his breath smells like lavender and rose water. I'm going to have to get closer to this.
He just ate a bunch of peanut... Okay, that's not... That isn't...
Does that smell like peanuts? No, it doesn't. It smells pretty nice.
Okay. You know what? If you guys want to, like, spend some time together after...
Break.
Okay, we are back. We're talking about peanuts. Dan is actually out in the lobby right now. He's been out there this whole time with...
Yeah, I'm back. Dan told me to come back and sit in for us.
Okay.
Well, he's showing her around.
Okay. Well, we don't have that much time left in the program, so...
That's good. Motherfucker, you should come out in the lobby.
I saw the nut.
Wow, a dude came up, tried to mountain climb that motherfucker.
Oh, people are just walking in
and... Yeah, I'm trying to admission.
Wow, that's amazing.
Come on, you can't just put a giant nut.
No, it's phenomenal. It's astounding. Know
what I mean? If people stop and see a large ball of yarn, which to me is the...
Oh, yeah, that ball biggest ball of yarn thing.
Who gives a fuck about that unless you're a cat? You know what I mean? You know, unless you're the king of the cats. You know, you're going to put a nut in the middle of a city, people are going to show up.
Just imagine how much peanut butter we can make with that peanut, though. What? If we could smoosh that up, how much peanut butter we can make?
I mean, think about that.
That would be amazing. Just make...
How big would that jar be? Because you could probably make the biggest jar of peanut butter with this giant nut.
It could be in Guinness like you always were talking about wanting to break world records.
City? Oh, yeah, I got you, my man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You always want to... I mean, your
I've
world records
so
are like...
so many world records you can't even like...
Yours are like most games of space chess one, which I don't think
still
is even
a
thing.
Still a goddamn record.
Yeah, but only you and Dan play space chess.
We broke it, though.
Like, yeah.
Every year we break it.
I know, but it's just because you guys play space chess every
day. We could officially, I think, is what you're saying. I apologize.
Yeah.
Definitely, my man. You know, Dan's distracting that girl. We can go hack off a bit of that nut, you know, and smash it up.
Oh, that'd be... Yeah, we can just steal... We just take part of it. It'd still be enormous. Yeah, and it'd still be impressive.
I don't think she noticed probably.
We could just take it from the bottom.
Dan's doing pretty well out there. I don't know if you noticed, but he's...
What do you mean?
Well, he's doing pretty well with her.
What are you talking about?
She's pretty good looking for a 60-year-old. I don't think she's 60.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's weird.
She's fine, man.
That, she could be like his mother or something.
She could be something else for him, too. You know? I think that's where it's leading.
Okay, I mean,
she's showing her around. I've never seen him act like this in a long time.
No, he seems really animated and excited.
Yeah, she's kissing up on him, rubbing up on him. It's hard to get girls to do that with him, you know?
Well, and he usually pretty standoffish. Yeah,
you know him,
too.
He likes girls that, like, have blood all over him and are killing people.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she would want to hurt anybody.
I don't know. She's got kindness radiating out from all over her.
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
saying?
She's a little nuts. You get it? I couldn't help it.
Come on, man, off high.
Okay. Down low. Too slow!
Oh,
yeah!
Motherfucker, you got me! Check you out, huh? How's that feel? Who's got a big dick now, huh?
Well, is that
I don't know, I just...
Okay. Hey, let's go... You know, let's wrap it up and go check out that nut.
I'm gonna go grab a piece right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna do a sample piece grab.
Okay, Jumpers is going out to steal a little bit of peanut, and I think it's fine. I mean, this thing is huge. It's gotta be... I don't even know how she... Oh, my God.
Look at how big this nut is.
That's bigger than your hand. That's just a piece of a peanut.
I just grabbed it and ran.
Bigger than your hand.
Yeah, check it out.
Are you gonna take a bite of it?
I already did. You do know.
Oh, why did I ask him to take a bite of a nut on...
It's damn good
that
nut.
That is a huge... Mom. I can't help it.
You know, we tight like this.
This is something.
You should get a mint in your mouth, man.
I'm eating a peanut.
Get
I just...
in there, man. I can smell a little bit across here.
No, that is... Man, I'm not going to eat a mint. I'll eat a mint after we're done with the show. I just...
Who did this to my nut?
Oh, hi, Mrs.
What you doing in there with that giant handful of nut?
That fell off.
Excuse me?
It broke off of the
It fell off and it's finger-shaped? Those gouges are finger-shaped in there.
It's not my fingers.
I think you should calm down, man. You might be right, young man.
Okay.
Calm down.
Hey, Dan, we need to wrap up the show. I mean, I know you and...
Oh, we're done?
Miss Sutras. Yeah.
Did you call her Kama Sutras?
No.
You
can
come there if you want, young man. Okay. I'm very familiar with that book.
Okay.
The Kama Sutras.
Look,
it's my version of the book.
Connie Sutras, I want to thank you for...
Thank you.
...for being on the show today. Your nut is amazing, and thank you for showing it to
us. Thank you.
Seems like you and Dan are making a friendship, which is really nice. And
we're becoming close friends.
And so... Just,
oh, shit!
What? Oh, my God.
That whole nut collapsed! Excuse me?
I think it just split in two.
Oh, shit. It did. Holy fuck.
Okay.
Young man, did you pick a thing off the seam of the nut?
What?
I don't know what I fucking did. I just grabbed nut and ran. You can't just grab nut and run.
Okay,
you can't grab nothing and run. My whole nut's come down. There's nut all over the goddamn lobby.
This is your fault, Chompers. You just got nut all over the lobby.
I got nut all over the lobby? What are you talking about?
Look what you did. You broke that apart.
Young man, you owe me a giant peanut. The world's largest peanut.
Oh,
and I'm going to take it out of this young man's hide.
Okay.
Levi, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, Dan.
Yeah!
What? Jumpers is going, too. I don't know what...
Okay.
I thought you were going with. You're just making sure.
Yeah, I just make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
I don't love you, dude.
Let's just make peanut butter out of it. She doesn't seem that mad. She's a little distracted.
Occupied for
At least. But it's going to take us days to grind that all up into peanut butter.
Days, man? Come on.
And we need a giant jar.
It's all right. I got to grind it downstairs, man.
Oh, down in the cellar place?
Yeah, some girls are into, like, grinding, making stuff.
Okay, I don't want
to
know about that.
No, nothing dirty like that. They just like to,
That's a gross gesture. You're making a gross gesture.
I'm just trying to say if we have
stop doing that. Stop doing it. Stop. That is disgusting. What is the shape even? Oh, that's...
Adam. You just come down and see. You ain't willing to do that, motherfucker.
No, I'm not going down there. That's it. We got to wrap it up.
All right.
Jumpers, thanks a lot for sort of filling
you,
in
motherfucker.
For Dan.
I appreciate it. Thank you anytime.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to Trends. And I'm just glad Jumpers stopped eating peanuts. And so I'm just this is Levi saying thanks for listening. And Jumpers is going to say,
"Am I supposed to say something?"
Just hit the button. Just hit the.
Too slow.
Breaks my heart to go.